I'm Jennifer Kaplan with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Natasha Henry, a health scientist in our Office of Program Evaluation. We're here to talk about a new report titled EPA's Presidential Green Chemistry Challenge Awards Program Lacks Adequate Support and Transparency and Should Be Assessed for Continuation. Whew, that's a long title. Natasha, I'm intrigued by the term green chemistry. Before we talk in depth about the report, can you tell our listeners what green chemistry means?
Sure. The EPA defines green chemistry as a design of chemical products and processes that reduce or eliminate the generation of hazardous substances.
Ah, and the EPA, along with its partners, the American Chemical Society and the Society's Green Chemistry Institute, puts on an annual contest, the Presidential Green Chemistry Challenge Awards Program, to recognize innovative solutions to environmental problems. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. So your team conducted an evaluation of the awards program. What was your specific objective?
Well, the awards program is part of the EPA's Pollution Prevention, or P2, program. The mission of P2 is to prevent pollution at the source, promote the use of greener substances, and conserve natural resources. The EPA highlights results achieved by Green Chemistry Award winners as significantly contributing to helping the agency meet its performance goals or targets. We wanted to find out if all of the award-winning achievements reported by the EPA are adequately supported and transparent.
What types of achievements are we talking about?
The awards program has existed since 1996. Since then, the EPA has credited 98 winners with significant pollution prevention innovations that include saving water, eliminating hazardous chemicals and solvents, and reducing the number of carbon dioxide equivalents released into the air.
Did your team determine that those achievements are, in your words, adequately supported and transparent?
No. We determined that the EPA does not verify the validity of the results self-reported by award applicants. Nor does the agency require award recipients to supply any type of quality assurance certification.
What else?
The program presents risks of misrepresentation. Needs to think about whether to retain the awards program. If the program is to continue, the EPA should develop a model that clearly shows how awards contribute to pollution prevention goals, includes a means for tracking and analyzing data and benefits, and improves upon data and test results.
What recommendations did the OIG offer to the EPA?
We recommended that the EPA stop using data from Green Chemistry Awards and its P2 performance metrics until it implements controls for ensuring data quality. Additionally, the agency is the source of award-winning accomplishments and overrepresenting their application to the United States. Specifically, the EPA does not clearly state that work recognized is from private companies or differentiate between domestic and international security by separating domestic and international benefits.
Did the team report any other findings?
The name of the program was also misleading. It includes the word presidential, but the program hadn't actually been endorsed by any president for several years. However, based on the OIG's finding, the EPA approached the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy and obtained that support.
Natasha, the report contains full details about your team's methodology, findings, and recommendations, as well as the agency's response. Thank you for providing this overview for our listeners.
Thank you, Jennifer.
To read the report in full and learn more about the EPA Office of Inspector General's work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.